W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
This is K8RBN, K8RBN, and Henry.
Hi.
Seeing if anyone's monitoring the repeater this morning. Again, this is K8RBN and Henry.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo November. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And how are you all this morning?
Good morning, Ryan. Yeah, this is Carl and again Henry.
Hi.
Yeah, we're trying our new Monday morning here, and he's wanting to use the radio and hit my computer. So I don't know if I can stay too long or anything, but yeah, he really likes me using the radio, so if I get any chance I can do it.
Hey, that's a good thing. That means he's going to get his license eventually, and we'll have another licensed ham out there on the airwaves.
That would be phenomenal, because when I go on the net, I get bummed out hearing about another key going silent. So having another one come up would probably be good. Okay. So that'd be great.
So what machine are you tied into right now?
I believe I'm in the Pier 1, so 146.62.
All right, you're in the same one I am in, then, because I'm mobile, though, so I'm not at home.
Yeah, I have my base station using an FT-2980. I got it. My antenna's up kind of on a hill, which is kind of hot for Oakland County, so I'm outside Orkinville, but normally I'm getting this one pretty easy, so this is kind of one of my go-tos lately.
I also have an FT-2980 for my base station, but my sister's horses took my antenna tower out, the little 6-foot pole it was sitting on, so now I have to put it back up. But I actually have a 30-foot TV antenna tower that is going on, so we shouldn't be able to take it out this time.
What's a bummer. Yeah, those sisters, I tell you. But that FT-2980, I'm really glad I got it. I had to buy a few of them when they first came out, because they're 150 bucks a piece, so, my goal was to put one in my side-by-side or truck, but I ended up just sitting in my garage, and I programmed this one, and this is kind of my main rig here.
I feel that. I'm running a handheld right now in my car, and my buddy has just not had the time to help me install the radio, and I bought the radio when I first got licensed back in April, so instead of it collecting dust, I just rigged it up, and now it's my base station radio, and it's serving its purpose well.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try to do the EPRS on there, tune it up for text messages, but as you can tell, I got two kids running around, so anytime I can even just using normal voice, I'm happy.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for them accidentally keying up the mic when you don't want them to.
Yeah, I keep a pretty good eye on him doing that. It has happened like once or twice maybe, but again, over, he's two now, so I've been pretty vigilant, because I have my radio is right next to my work computer, so again, he can hit way worse buttons. He's really, really bad, so in general, if he's in my office where my radio is, he needs to get out of there.
Also notice that unlike two-way radios and even emergency radios, if a radio's talking, it does not lock up a frequency. You can double on each other, even triple on each other. And I noticed that about ham radios. So just because you cue up the mic when someone's talking doesn't mean that transmission ain't going through. It's going through.
Yeah, I know that's a little bit of the difference here. Again, how long you been an operator for?
First got licensed back in April, then I got my vanity in May. How long have you been one?
I got mine during COVID, so I want to say like February 21 for my technical, or, the bottom, the early one, whatever, the lower one. I'm meaning to get my general and the advanced, but, or amateur extra, but again, I'm not too busy, so right now I'll just take it as a lonely technical operator there, but hopefully soon enough I can get it at some point.
I'm the same way. I'm still at my tech, and then life got in the way, and I haven't had time to get my general. But I will eventually, because I really want to get on a high frequency. And my neighbors especially, they're on high frequency, and they have so many antennas up. And it's like, I want to put up that many antennas. At least they let me come over and see their equipment. But it's like, I'm eventually going to get some of my own.
Yeah, I don't really have too many neighbors. I'm actually in a sub. I'm surprised. I'm not supposed to have one up, but I put it up anyway. It's the same as a TV antenna. Actually, my thoughts for the general is that I'm actually going to do it opposite this time and get the radio first and just listen, set everything up, and then once I have it, then go for the test. I was studying it for a while before, but again, life got in the way, but... I think it might retain a lot more if I had the radio to start messing with it, actually operating it.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. I don't have that option yet because I ain't got a lot of money, so I really can't set up my radio. So we'll get there eventually, though. But I hate to cut this short, but I am rolling up into work. Thanks for the QSO and for making my drive into work. Not lonely. So, KARN, I'm going to send 73. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. This is WAFFR. I am clear on your final.
WAFFR, this is KARN, man. Nice talking to you, too. Enjoy your day at work, and all the things for the cure so, and hopefully I can talk to you later. KARN, full time.
W8, FFR, mobile and monitoring.
KF8, CAQ listening.